Donald Trump for president again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He's expected to announce tonight another run. Some Republicans aren't sure about that.
I don't think he should run. I think there are better candidates out there with less baggage.
I think he was a great president. I think he cares a lot about the country. Yeah, I would love to see him in the White House again.
They're outside the Trump Mar-a-Lago estate, where he'll speak at 9 p.m. Eastern. Ahead of that, also in Florida, Republican governors are gathering at a conference.
Some governors have made it clear they still support the MAGA movement, while others say it's time for a new message. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he is also expected to attend this year's conference. After all, it's happening here in his backyard. But we don't believe his remarks are going to be open to the press, which may allow him to sidestep some of those questions about whether or not he plans to challenge Trump in 2024.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Orlando. Republicans need just one more House win out of 13 races still undecided to take the majority in the next Congress. They'll hold House leadership elections today. In Arizona, Democrat Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, is the projected winner in the governor's race, narrowly beating Republican Carrie Lake, who tweeted it's BS and told Fox.
She's the one that would certify her own election where it was botched, where the machines didn't work in more than a third of the polling centers. I don't know how we remedy this, but the people of Arizona are furious.
Russia is on the attack again in Ukraine.
Just a couple hours ago, first we heard air raid sirens, then we heard blasts. Apparently, missiles have struck Kyiv and all across this country.
Fox's Greg Palcott in the Capitol. Earlier, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the G20 summit by video, demanding Russia stop, urging world leaders to set up a tribunal to punish it for the invasion. Another report shows inflation moderating a bit, this time on the wholesale level, up 8% year over year, but only 0.2% month over month. That has stocks surging, Dow's up nearly 400 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, stocks are surging after that better-than-expected report showing inflation moderating at the wholesale level. The Dow is up 391 points. The S&P 500 is adding 69. The NASDAQ is gaining 287 points. The price of oil is down nearly a dollar. It's back to about 85 bucks a barrel as gas drops more than a penny. AAA's national average for regular around 376 a gallon. That's down 4 cents from last week. 13 cents below the price a month ago, but still 34 cents more than 1 year ago. There's a new report on COVID vaccine booster shots. The nonprofit Commonwealth Fund suggests that a booster campaign for kids could avert tens of thousands of pediatric hospitalizations over the next few months.
They outline two scenarios, one in which COVID-19 booster levels for kids matched last year's flu vaccination levels, saying that would avoid more than 38,000 hospitalizations, 36 million pediatric isolation days, and more than 22 million days of missed school.
Well, that's Fox's Tanya J. Power. Scenario two, 80% of all eligible people will get a booster, and that would avert more than 46 million days in the hospital. There's an update on tennis star Novak Djokovic, who missed some major tournaments for refusing to get a COVID vaccine.
10 months since Novak Djokovic's visa got revoked by authorities in Australia, and the tennis star faced a possible 3-year ban from the country for having entered unvaccinated against COVID-19. The 21-time Grand Slam singles champion received good news Tuesday. Djokovic will get to compete in the Australian Open in January, 1 year after he was kept from defending the title he had won 3 years in a row. a 9-time champ at the Aussie Open. 35-year-old from Serbia must apply for a new visa first.
That's Fox's Jared Max. Monday Night Football put an end to Philadelphia's perfect season. The Eagles are 8-0 until the Washington Commanders beat them 32-21. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.